whatever people may think of Richard, I think you always get honesty and he answers questions directly. And we spoke about it earlier today. I was with him this morning and, you know, I think it's really, really important to him. And I'd reiterate that as well, that where we were 2 years ago and where we are now. And it's because a bunch of players have performed miracles on the football pitch for Cambridge United. And sometimes, you know, I think the fans have been unbelievably supportive this year. I think they've been fantastic in the second half of the year and in a couple of home games where we've really, really struggled against teams near the bottom of the league. The fans have been unbelievable in their support for the team. And I just think that Richard knows that football's transient business. Players will come and go. But these players really, there's an opportunity for the supporters, especially in that last home game of the season, if there are one or two that move on in the summer, that they really get the reception they deserve.
And managers come and go too. And Richard Money's record is one of not staying in places that long sometimes.
So, well, he stayed in here at this club longer than he has at any other club. And I think that if you examine the bottom half of most leagues, you'll see clubs who make multiple management changes during the season. I think that's the case in the division that we're playing in. I think some clubs near the bottom of the league are on their third manager or their fourth manager. And I think it's the usual reaction to a loss of form, and it's the usual reaction to a run of bad results. Now, you know, there was a sequence in the last 3 months that at some clubs may have resulted in a knee-jerk reaction and a dismissal, but we want to be a different football club to that. And we're constantly speaking to our staff, and we're constantly trying to assess what's the best way forward for the club. And I think it does the club, in my opinion, great credit, the board of directors, the chairman, great credit, that Cambridge United is not a club like that, and that when we appoint people that we believe are good at their job, we can back those people when there's some difficult moments.
So you've had discussions with him about a future contract?
Well, look, Chris, what happens is, and you will understand this, that in the last few weeks, everybody's become a little bit nervous. I think when Hartlepool win four games in a week or week and a half and suddenly catch up a number of points and we're only just hovering above and we can't find the win, it's become a difficult period of time, and you almost live on a three-day cycle where you're thinking about the Tuesday game on the Saturday and then you think about the Saturday game on the Tuesday. And we've always wanted to get mathematically safe. We'd hoped that that might have been, you know, halfway through the league. I think we got 29 points in my first 23 games, you know, the first half of the league. So you look at that and you think, OK, hopefully 6-8 games to go, we're safe. And then you start to think about where you might go. That happened on Saturday. So if you're asking me, have Richard and I had a discussion since Saturday? Yeah, we have. We've started to make, you know, to open discussions about what is the right way forward for everybody. That means the football club. That means for him. And, you know, there will be decisions in the next 10 days as well about a number of players that are out of contract.
Let's talk about Richard for the moment, please. Do you want him to stay, you chief executive?
Chris, I think if I conducted our business live on air on Radio Cambridgeshire, whilst it may be good for your viewing figures, or sorry, your listening figures, it probably wouldn't be good for the way that the club goes about, you know, running the football department and all of the departments. I think we've tried over a number of years now to do all of our work and all of our business in private, in the correct way, in a respectful way. And then when we're ready to make an announcement, you know, it tends to be on this show live, or it can be on different mediums, but we'll let our supporters know the situation. And I think at this moment in time, there's been a meeting with myself and Richard. There's been a meeting with myself, Dave and Richard. And we'll continue to talk in the appropriate way in the next 10 days.
You understand that when he says some of us and maybe all of us may not be here, to some people that's, he's saying that I may be off. Does he want to stay?
We know how good a coach Richard Money is. You know, we know what he's achieved for this football club. And at this moment in time, 3-4 days after us becoming mathematically safe, we are sitting down, as you'd expect us to do with any senior member of staff, and working out the best way forward. But I should also make it clear that, you know, when we talk about a rolling contract, Chris, one of the reasons we did that was to avoid speculation. Because if there's a fixed term contract, as the contract gets, you know, closer and closer to the end, there's always a bit of speculation as what happens next. I guess with managers and head coaches and football, there's always going to be speculation. Rich has made a few cryptic remarks, I think, you know, after games, and people are going to take, you know, some notice of that and make their own conclusions. But all I can say to you at the moment is we want to do what's best for Cambridge United Football Club. We want to do what's best for individuals as well. We've got a lot of decisions to make between now and the end of the season in terms of players. And we also need to review the last 3 months, but in the context also of the last 2.5 years, not just the last 3 months.